Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, your sponsor in the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Shkolim Daf Chavov in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Revi in the middle of Halacha Aleph. We're starting the end of the eighth line from the top of the Amud. The Gemara says, Ha'en Oimer Mao Shi Zoru L'chen Metchilo. What are we talking about? We spoke about Oimer, that if it's doing Shemitah, you're not allowed to harvest in Shemitah. But the Oimer, they used to have people guard it and make sure to harvest it for the Korban Oimer. Says the Gemara, am I allowed to also plant it doing Shemitah for the Oimer? Not only harvest. Svichin, that we spoke about in the Mishnah, is things that grew on their own. But can I plant something new in Shemitah? So the Gemara, I have a problem with that. Why? We have a din. Whenever you have mincha, you're supposed to have two parts of the mincha. One part goes to the mizbeach, that's called the koimitz. Kmitzos, you put, the koyin takes his hand, takes his middle three fingers, and he takes the mincha, puts it on the mizbeach. And the leftover is a shirayim. What do you do with the shirayim? The shirayim is supposed to be eaten by the koyanim. Now, if the shirayim, or you cannot eat them, if it's something, it's a shirayim, which is puzzle, so you're not allowed to do kmitzos. It's koimitz al shirayim sheino necholim. If I have something which is planted in Shemitah, so you're not supposed to eat it. So even though maybe you could bring Oimer and do Kmitzah, but you're not able to eat the Shiraim, says an apostle. He says this will be like the five things that are on the list, that even though they come Betumah, you can't eat the Betumah. Meaning even though there's sometimes you bring a Mincha and you can't eat it, and you still bring it. The same thing will be over here. Reb Chaim quotes the Gemara in the Bavli, according to one explanation, that says there's a difference between a tzibur and a yachid. By a yachid, you have to have the rule that a mincha needs to be eaten. By a tzibur, not necessarily, as the Gemara tells us, there are some lists of things that will not necessarily be eaten, and this will be included in the list. Says the Gemara, Scharon mitruma salishko, these guards that are guarding the Oimer, they get the money from truma salishko. Truma salishko is what? It's the truma that you do in the lishka, which means when they take the machzeh shekel, they do a truma, that money goes to the karbonis, and anything associated with the karbonis. One of the things associated with the karbonis, having a guard guarding the oimer. So the more kate said, how exactly do you pay the shomer? Now the problem is, I don't want to give money of hegdish to the shomer, because maybe there will be meila. I want to give them money which is not hegdish, but then I do have to pay them from truma salishka. So how do I do it? Says the Gemara, Noitel Mois Ben Ashulchoni VeNoitel LaKoytzim VeLaShermin. What he does is he takes money from a Shulchoni. Shulchoni is the money changer, the one who's holding on the money. They basically take a loan, and they pay with that money the Koytzim, the one who harvests, and the one who are guarding the Oimer. Actually, Karav Oimer before the Karban Oimer, Mevi Mois Mitruba Salishko Omechalam Olov. Then he takes, once they harvest and they took out they have the Oimer. You take the money from Salishko and you exchange it with the Oimer. Now, the Oimer, which was just regular wheat, became Kaddish because it was purchased, it was exchanged for the money of Hegdish. So now this becomes Kaddish, and the money of Hegdish goes out to Chulin because it was replacing the Tvua, the grain that they just cut off. That money, which is Chulin, you pay back the loan that you took from the Shulchani. So you never took actual money of Hegdish and gave that to people. Says the Gemara, "V'tovu ken, is that okay this way?" So explains Reb Chaim that l'chura the money that you're paying the people that are doing the work is it's much more than the worth of the oimer. You're taking the money of the truma salishko, replacing it without the oimer, but the oimer is worth less than that. Says the Gemara, "Daf Chavav Amud Beis, Rav Acha b'Sharabo, kol ma she'iten hen hem doma mishor rishono." He says it's okay. All the money that you give will all be. It's the money of the Oimer to begin with. Even though the Oimer in the marketplace is worth less, but here because I have no other way to do it, so then I say this Oimer is worth much more. So even though I could buy maybe this Oimer for $10 and the money that you have to pay the guard is $100, I'm going to value the Oimer by $100 in this case. The Morg brings a similar case. Tani af bepischi avonim ken. The ones that chisel the stone for Beis HaMikdash, also we do the same process. Kate said, how do you pay them? Noitel Mois Bishulchani, take money, take a loan from the money exchanger. V'noisen l'choitzvim v'lasatotim, you take it for the ones who cut out the stone from the ground and the ones who chisel it. Was before you put the stone on the dimus. The dimus is the row of stones and it becomes kodesh. So before you get to that stage, what do you do is you go and take this stone and you replace it for the money in Truma Sadishka. So now the money, which is kodesh, replaces the stones, which are choyel. And now the stones become kodesh and the money becomes choyel. And then you take that money, which is choyel, and give it back to the money exchanger. So the more of it, Tava, he can. Is it good this way? According to Rav Chaim's explanation, meaning what happens if the money that you have to give for the workers is much more than the value of the stones? Says the more of you, Rabbi Mishav Shmuel, Komash Eitan, Henem Dameh Mishav Rishayno. Whatever you get is considered to be the dummy of the value of these stones, even though the stones are worth the market less. But here, in order to get to these stones, the Beis Hamikdash, you need to pay for the people to do it. So that's considered to be the actual value of these stones. Halacha Beizuk the Mishnah. Paro v'sir mishtaleach v'loshen shel zehoiris boi mitruma salishko. So truma salishko, the money of truma salishko, the truma that they do in machtzit shekel, is all used for the karbonis. So part of the karbonis are the paro adumo, is also considered to be one of the karbonis. V'sir mishtaleach that send in Yom Kippur to be thrown to the azazel. V'loshen shel zehoiris, which is it's called shniter las, that goes into the brooding of the paro, they're considered to be part of the karbonis and therefore they're being paid from truma salishko. Kevesh paro the kevesh seir mishtalech. The paro adumo had a special ramp where they brought it on it, and the seir mishtalech, there was a special ramp they took the seir mishtalech out of Yerushalayim. The ramp of the paro adumo is in order to avoid tumo. The ramp of seir mishtalech is because they would go and pull out, people would pull out the hair of seir mishtalech, the one who was carrying all the averus. So they made a special ramp for it. The lashon shebein karnov, the lashon, the ribbon that's around the horns of the seir mishtalech in Yom Kippur. The Amas Amayim, which is the water channel in Yerushalayim, the Chaim HaSeir in the wall of Yerushalayim, Umigdal Erseo, the towers which are connected to the wall, the Kol Tzorkei HaYir, and all the things you need for the city of Yerushalayim, Boi Mishiyori HaLishko. So what's Shiyori HaLishko? Truma HaLishko is the Truma itself, that's the money that goes to the Karbonis. But then whatever is left, which you didn't do Truma from, it's called Shirayim. The Shirayim, what do you do with it? Anything that you need for Yerushalayim. Kevesh Paro, the ramp of Paro Adumo, Koranim Gedolim Moisim Moisim Mishlatz, where the Koran Godol used to do it, it did not come from the Beis Hamikdash, we didn't use it from Shirayim. Moisim Shiori Lishko Ma Yoisim Behem. What do you do with all the money that was left for the Shirayim? So you use the Shirayim for Yerushalayim. What happens if you have money left? You don't need the money anymore. Loikrim Behem Yeinois Vishmonim Vesaltois. You take with it wine, oil, and flour, and you sell it to people that need it for Beis HaMikdash, and then the money that they make out of it goes to Hegdash. It's a way for Hegdash to have some business, to have some profits. You don't make money with money of Hegdash, because sometimes you have a loss. Once you have profits, always there's a loss that's associated as well. So you don't make money out of it. You also don't make money from money that belongs to Anim. You don't make money, you don't make a profit or a loss. You just don't do business with money that belongs to Hegdish or to Anim. Continues the Mishnah of Chavzayin Amud Aleph. Moisur HaTrumo HaMayusim Bo. What's Moisur HaTrumo? So the Trumo is the money they took that without they're going to use money for the Karbonis. If at the end of the year they had money left, what do you do with that? Rekurei Zov Tzipui LeBeis Kodesh HaKadoshim. They made layers of gold that they put into Kodesh HaKadoshim as a outer layer for Kodesh HaKadoshim. Rabbi Shmuel Omer Moisa Peiros Kaitz Amizbeach Moisa Truma LeKlisharis. So we'll see the explanation of this in the Gemara. Moisa Peiros is the leftover Peiros that you use for Kaitz Amizbeach. Kaitz Amizbeach is they put money to buy animals to always have the Mizbeach busy with Korbanos. Moisa Truma, the leftover Truma, that goes to KliSharis. You buy with it KliSharis that you need for Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Kiva Omer, he says Moisa Truma, what you have leftover Truma, that's Kaitz Amizbeach, as we said before. Moisa Nesachim, the leftover of Nesachim, the wine they brought to Beis HaMikdash, Liklisharis, that goes to Klisharis. Rav Hanan is going to Karani, why you Moisa Nesachim, the leftover of Nesachim, Kaitz HaMizbeach, that goes for the Karbonis that make the Mizbeach busy. Moisa Truma, whatever is left from the Truma, goes to Klisharis. Zev v'zeh lo ayu moidim epeiris. Meaning Rav Akiva and Rav Hanan is going to Karani did not mention Moisa epeiris, and we'll see in the Gemara what are these things referring to. With this we conclude, Yushal Mishkolim Dav Chavov.